that was Wyke Timetable, and something I didn't mention earlier on, he actually featured Ricardo Banks on that one. And Ricardo Banks is a music artist from Nigeria. I hope you did enjoy that one from Wyke and Ricardo Banks. Straight up to my number one song of the week. I'm always excited when it comes to my number one song of the week. I'm not sure why, but I am always very excited. My number one song of the week is by Panto Rankin. Panto Rankin is no introduction, especially if you're an ardent listener of Hot Tea with Moyo. I've told you a lot about Panto Rankin already, but I would just say he's a music artist from Nigeria as well. And it titles this one, So Different. Galawain so different, yeah. Galawain so different. Okay, I'll just keep quiet and let you enjoy So Different by Panto Rankin, my number one song of the week. Please don't you go nowhere. It's still Hot Tea with Moya.
Panto Rankin, and this song, this is make the girl them wine. Me no want see no girl with the phone in your hand. Put it on, I free up time. Move up your waistline. Every girl all over the world. Oh. I'm so excited, it's already weekend.
Alrighty, that was So Different by Panto ranking. I hope you did enjoy that one. That concludes my top five song of the week. Just gonna do a recap. My number five song was by Chief Obi, pardon me, and it was titled Over. My number four was by Zlatan Ibile, and it was titled Killing Them. My number three song was by Kasper Jovest, and it was titled Remote Control. My number two song was Timetable by YK, and you just listened to my number one song, which was titled So Different by Panto Ranking. I hope you did enjoy my five song of the week. All right, so recently a Nollywood actress showed me, because I think that was just a major way of shutting down a troll, of shutting down a blackmailer, of shutting down negativity, right? And I think that's the attitude we all should have going into year 2019. So Tonto DK is a Nollywood actress. Nollywood is the Nigerian movie industry. So recently, some persons tried to blackmail Tonto DK, and she shut it down in an epic way. And that is, for me, my attitude going into 2019, going into this year, right? So I'm just going to read what they sent to her and what she posted and her response as well. So they sent to her, this person sent this message to Tonto DK. They're like, hello, Tonto. We have now finally received some of your nude pictures. Contact us ASAP. And for those who don't know what ASAP means, that it is simply as soon as possible. We have now officially received some of your nude pictures. You are number three on our list. We presently have 10 celebrities. We'll bring it down this weekend. And our reply was epic. This was our response. She said, these ones are still learning. If I give you guys a dirty slap, you will release my nudes today. How dare you have my nudes and decide to release it at weekend? Do you know how much I have spent on my body so far? Please don't play with me. Release the nude. Let's make money. I want to blow. So don't let me drop it before you lads. Hashtag securing the bag 2019. P.S. If you release a Photoshop picture of me, oh my, I will shoot you in the head and go to jail. I will hunt you down and do really bad things to everyone you love. Damn me, damn me, damn me, damn me. And she tagged the Nigerian police force. And honestly, who would want to actually go ahead and, you know, post pictures or do as they have threatened with this kind of epic response? Like, she's like, you know what, I don't care. If you want to release my nudes, go ahead and release it. It's actually gonna make me famous, because you know what, bad press is good press in this generation, in this society that we are in right now. Bad press is good press. So any press is no press. So she's like, you know what, go ahead and release it. It's actually gonna make me even more famous and give me more money. And really, that's what I think should be our attitude to negativity. We should be like, you know what, ain't got time for this. You know what, negativity, not today, darling, not today. So guys, this should be our attitude. Let's just shut it down right away. Let's not give the trolls. Let's not give the negative ones. Let's not give negativity. Let's not give the bad belles. For those who don't know, bad belles means those who just don't like you for whatsoever reason. So let's not give the bad belles any reason to make us down, to bring us down, to make us sad, you know. Let's just shut it down right there and then. All right. Okay, we're just going to go for a quick music break. And the title of this song, funny enough, is called Secure the Bag. And it is by an upcoming music artist from Nigeria. His name, it goes by the name Martin Fields. So please enjoy Secure the Bag, because I don't know about you, but for me this year, I'm all about securing the bag. All right, so do enjoy Secure the Bag by Martin Fields, and it features Fouls the Bad Guy on this one, another music artist from Nigeria. All right, and I will be right back. It's still Hot Tea with Moyo, reaching you live from the studios of the C4 Radio here in Prince George, BC.
Security bag. I just want to security bag.
Fast bag and beating, by the way. What it feels? What's up? You the body alive. Problem on the monetary side.
Oh yes, so homie, I just want security back. No family for the business, so oh man, I'm sorry, fam. Oh yes, so homie, I just want security back. No family for the business, so oh man, I'm sorry, fam. And if they tell you, say, then we'll be jackpot. Secure the back.
Security bag. I just want to secure the bag. Yes, you are the right girl. I just want to secure all the bags this year. And by bags, I mean all the money. Yep. All right. I hope you did enjoy that one by Mary Fields. And it was titled Secure the Bag. So, another marriage in Nollywood seemed to be having issues. I hope this is not true. I hope this is just a rumor. So another Nollywood actress, Yvonne Jagada, marriage seems, it's alleged, seems to be in trouble. A two-year-old marriage between she, Yvonne Jagada, and actor Kunle Fawale, aka Abounce, is currently rumored to be experiencing turbulence, according to multiple sources. The actress actually first gave a hint late last year via a post on her page, And sources now say she has moved out of the house she once shared with her husband, a bounce. Both of them have also yanked off their wedding rings. So in a recent post on Instagram, you can hardly see her wearing a wedding band. According to a source, the issue stems from the paternity of their child, who was welcomed towards the end of 2018. The husband, a bounce, is said to be doubtful of the paternity, hence his refusal to openly acknowledge the baby till now. Another report links it to an actress also from Nollywood, but we don't know the exact role she has played, you know, and the breaking up of the marriage. I just hope this is not true, because I'm a sucker for love. Honestly, I love love. Like, I'm a loverholic, if there's any word like that. And your wedding was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And you can tell they are so in love with each other. So I hope if truly they're having any issues, they're able to resolve these issues amicably. I hope they're able to resolve these issues and move on, you know, with your marriage, because, you know, there will be times like that, right? Marriage is not all, you know, love and marriage is not just a bed of roses. There will be the good times and the bad times. So your ability to be able to sew ahead, you know, during the bad times is what makes, you know, what makes you tick, or what, you know, proves your love for each other. So I'm wishing Yvonne Chikade and Abbas all the best. I wish and I hope they pull through this. All right, so we're going to go for another quick music break. And this time, it's a song by Platinum, by Diamond Platinum. Diamond Platinum, and it features the number one African bad girl, Tiwa Savage. Please, does anyone know where Tiwa Savage is? Where is Tiwa Savage? Maybe we should do an at hashtag, because she has been quiet on all her social media platform, Instagram, Twitter. We've not heard a thing from Tiwa Savage. The last time she posted anything was December the 27th. So we wonder if she just, you know, taking a break of social media, or if she's just, you know, working on her album, which I'm hoping it's what she's doing, because I can't wait for that album to drop. All right, so please enjoy Diamond Platinum's Fire, and it features Tiwa Savage. And I will be right back, okay? Don't you go nowhere, all right? Okie dokie, enjoy.
Are you Liza?
Okay.
Sexy and rose, come on, say your vanilla. Can you cook your mose? Come on, put in a gavira. Send it back here, don't say. Cast it at any panira. Send it for me at Jose. Tanga tanga kajamira. I say, your fire, baby.
Fire, 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 baby.
Fire, oh, oh.
Fire, 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 baby.
Your love is sweet.
Fire, 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 baby.
Fire, fire, fire,
fire, baby. Fire, oh, fire, fire, fire,
fire, baby. Fire, baby.
Fire, 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 baby.
Check us who that kid.
Fire, 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 fire.
Bini Usaka visa no more.
Fire, 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 baby.
What's your sino kina kwa kosina? You tanjema lifagiri chana uzima. Kesha kulita vini, pendo kuchina, baby. Tena wengine wakubwa mili, watu wazima.
Tanga kunani, kurugu mechi mkwakwani. Mtoto tari wakandana. Samba chumbani, endo mesi uwanjani. Sini pie simba yanga.
Nduma kama tsunami, jinsi kuna tetema. Sura zarina sana, shepu sepetu em.
Your fire, baby, you
fire, 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 baby. Fire, oh, oh.
Fire, 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 baby.
Check us who that it out.
Fire, 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 baby.
Ini busa kabisa no more.
Fire, 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 baby.
Let me tell you something about this bubble.
Fire, fire,
love I get for hippie castle.
That was Fire by Diamond Platinum from Tanzania, East Africa. And it features Tiwa Savage from Nigeria. I hope you did enjoy that one. All right, it's almost time for me to go. Like, time flies so much when I'm having, you know, so much fun with you guys. I don't like it. But before I go, let me just quickly give you this tea. Yeah, if I can call it a tea. So a lot is happening in the political sector in Nigeria, especially because election season is upon Nigerians. Election season is drawing near. So in February, I believe the first week in February, the general elections are taking place in Nigeria. So there's a lot going on. So I find this quite interesting. So over the weekend, or actually just today, it was said that the Lagos State House of Assembly, Lagos State is one of the 36 states in Nigeria, is the commercial capital of Nigeria. So the Lagos State Assembly is said to have begun an impeachment process against the current governor of Lagos State, Governor Ambode. So the Lagos State House of Assembly members on Monday began impeachment proceedings against Governor Akinwumi Ambode. The reasons they gave is gross misconduct. So that was the reason they gave, the one who impeached him for alleged gross misconduct. But I'm like, is this not too late? Like I said, in 2 weeks or so, elections, the general elections, will take place. And the governor will be leaving in 2 weeks. So I'm like, why would you want to impeach a governor when he's going to be leaving the position anytime soon? Like, can the timing be any wrong? Like, I don't know. It's just too much. A lot happening. To me, it makes no sense doing it now. Like, really, I feel like there's more to this. Like, we all know the governor is no more the favorite person in his party. And so I feel like there's, you know, a lot involved with this. But still, I feel like this is just the wrong timing. Like, really, let the man just go in peace. Let him finish his tenure in peace. Like, we don't need all this drama. Nigerians, Lagosians do not need this, okay? Wrong timing. Wrong. With that, I have to go. Thank you guys for sticking it out with me on this beautiful evening. I hope you did enjoy this show. And if you did, please catch me same time, same station, same place as I bring to you another refreshing, exciting, explosive, should I go on? episode of Hot Tea with Moya. As I always say, always stay living your best life. I leave you in the hands of AKA, a music artist from South Africa, and he calls this one Fela in Versace. So please enjoy Fela in Versace. Until next time, God bless you guys. I love you. It's goodbye.
Yeah, jiggy jiggy, heavy heavy. All the girls love me, oh, like money. Call me jiggy jiggy, heavy heavy. All eyes on me, Machiavelli. Girl, you got me spitting, yeah, yeah. Doing 240 on Lecky Ekbe. With the top down, no do grab grab. You be drinking and the dirty money stinking. Girl, you got me spitting, yeah, yeah. Doing 240 on Lecky Ekbe. With the top down, all the shit, bia, bia. Hey, da, da, no do grab grab, no do. You know they call me Fela in Versace. Fela in Versace. Fela in Versace, yeah, yeah.
Superstar, punisher, finisher, call again, body guy.
You want more like Gulliver.
Big shot, superstar, punisher, finisher.
Like two baba, ready set, don't bruise my heart, I'm delicate. I saw you standing there. Is the flashing lights gonna make me lose my will?
Every year, Bentley's in the 18 every year. Oh my G's in the every year. I'm number one in the million. Yeah, like a fish and chips. From the north to the southwest and east, South Africa. Hey, tada. She gon' blow my jeans. Fela in Versace. Mandela in the Ferrari. Rubber bands, where you get them from? Motherland.
Yeah, jiggy jiggy, heavy heavy. All the girls love me, oh, like money. Call me jiggy jiggy, heavy heavy.